Hare Krishna. Okay, now finally I'm coming to this question that Manjari had asked earlier, and so I looked at her Bhagavatam reference, and so I'll just answer that today. And she's quoting 10.13.57, where Prabhupada says Krishna's power is variegated, and thus the same Shakti or potency works in variegated ways. Vivida means varieties. There is unity in variety. Thus, Yoga Maya and Mahamaya are among the varied individual parts of the same one potency, and all of these individual potencies work in their own ways. The Sambit, Sandini, and Ladini potencies, Krishna's potency of existence, potency of knowledge, and his potency of pleasure are distinct from Yoga Maya. Each is an individual potency. So her question is, how can Yoga Maya be distinct from Sambit, Sandini, and Ladini potencies when these potencies comprise Swarup Shakti, which includes all aspects of the internal potency? Okay, so here the answer is that Srila Prabhupada is not making what he is making is a categorical distinction. It's not that there's no relation, or that Yoga Maya is not connected or is not comprised of Ladini, Sandini, and Sambit. But at the same time, she is categorically defined in a different way. Just like Mahamaya is, just like, for instance, Bhushakti, Mila Shakti, Upanishads say Parashya Shakti, Vividhaya Shruti. Krishna has unlimited, infinite number of potencies. Ultimately, there is the internal and external potency, and the internal Swarup Shakti or Chit Shakti. Certainly, all of those potencies are all manifestations of Ladini, Sandini, and Samvit. They're not different from that. But still, they're mentioned in order to glorify them and in order to emphasize here is Krishna's potency of divine illusion. Just like Mahamaya is Krishna's potency of material illusion. Bhakti is, for instance, Ladini and Sambit potencies, and yet Bhakti Shakti is mentioned separately. So, of course, one question comes up, which I don't immediately have any reference for or answer for, is that obviously when you have three such potencies, they combine in six different ways. If the quantitative combination is full. However, if it's not full, but if it's to different degrees, then ultimately you have unlimited variations in which they can combine, and that's what defines the different potencies. They're made up of Ladini, Sandini, Samvit, but in different combinations, different permutations, different degrees of each of those potencies. For instance, Srimati Radharani is described also as the personification of the Ladini Shakti. But of course, she's not just the Ladini Shakti. She also has the Sambit and Sandini Shakti. Balaram is the master of the Sandini Shakti. So these are present to different degrees. But all of Krishna's personal internal potencies are all under the category of Swarup Shakti, although sometimes they may be mentioned distinct categorically from the constitutional potencies of Sambit, Sandini, and Ladini, as here is Yoga Maya. And as I mentioned, Bhakti Shakti and so on. So that's it. Getting ready to go tomorrow. Hare Krishna.